This is the Strom Yulesman podcast coming to you straight out of Pittsburgh. That's right.
Gins, guys. Those nights of savagery that came out of lies. You asked for a reason to be your sacrifice.
Welcome to the Strom Hulsman podcast, one smooth ass podcast. I'm your host, Norman Hulsman. I'm here with my co-host, Brian Strom.
Hola.
It is such a great day to be podcasting. It is a bitter cold outside, but, you know, the friends are happy and the feelings are good, so who cares? Who cares about the temperature? Because it's such a great day. Brian.
Normally, I would let you continue on whatever joyous hippie shit you feel like talking about, but today, Norm, I have a special hat for you to wear. Don't ask any questions, okay?
Okay.
Just put it on. It will protect you, and I will put one on as well. This will protect us for the topic we're about to dive into.
Okay, what about the topic I was already prepared?
Today is different, Norm, okay? And there's a reason we look like Hershey Kisses.
Okay.
And that is because I believe that we have some signs around us right now that may be pointing towards an apocalypse.
Are you serious?
Yes. Have you been watching the news?
I try not to watch the news.
Me either. But on the off chance I catch it, I see signs everywhere. Okay?
All right.
Starting this year, New Year's Eve, thousands of birds dropped dead from the sky in BB, Arkansas. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, that's some heavy shit.
Do you have any idea why this happened?
You know, I think Alfred Hitchcock predicted massive birds attacks back in the 70s.
But these birds didn't attack. They fell. And died, Norm.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Let your mind roam free. You're wearing a tinfoil hat. You're safe.
I do feel a little more lucid at the moment.
Just days later, Norm, thousands of drumfish clogged 20 miles of the Arkansas River in the northwestern section near Ozark. Did you hear about that?
I certainly did not.
And drumfish, of course, are bottom feeders. I'm trying to find a connection between birds and bottom feeding fish, but other than Arkansas, I can't find any connection.
Are you think these two events are connected?
Yes, I do. More signs here recently. 2 weeks later, an estimated 300 dead birds were discovered along an Alabama highway. Now, the only thing that these three things have in common is that Alabama and Arkansas both start with an A.
That's true.
You know what else starts with an A? Alien.
Oh,
I'm not saying aliens did it, but...
Brian, you just took this podcast to a whole nother level.
Hence the tinfoil hat, Norm.
You know, I will agree. My thoughts do seem to be my own again. You're onto something.
Yes. Now, this one I haven't quite processed yet. This just happened very recently. 200 cows were found dead at a Wisconsin farm.
What's so unusual about that? Slaughter cows all the time.
200 at the same farm fall dead the same day.
Fall dead like... they're out grazing and then they just fall over.
Yeah, like they drank the Kool-Aid.
So this is a cow cult.
Cow cult. So we've got birds, fish, more birds, then cows. With all these recent events, what do you make of it all? What do you think's going on?
I don't know, Brian. This is just too heavy to think about. I feel somewhere trapped in between episode of Back to the Future and Independence Day. It's just I'm gonna need a minute to think about it.
All right.
Okay, Brian, we're back. And, you know, during the break, I just, you know, I know you told me not to ask any questions, but just that's all that was racing through my mind was questions. I need answers to this because you really got me worked up here.
Well, I did some research, Norm, and apparently in terms of causes, no speculation has been agreed upon for the New Year's Eve bird deaths or the drumfish other than potential poisoning. The 300 birds discovered along the Alabama highway that was blamed upon a tractor trailer. That's an awful lot of birds for a tractor trailer to take out, though.
What is this tractor trailer flying in the air?
Unless the birds are standing on each other's shoulders, it's going to be hard for a tractor trailer to kill 300, I would say.
Is it like a combine? They all got shot through like the thing and then spit out?
Maybe they were feeding on something on the road and just... the tractor trailer came along at 65 miles an hour and hit them. That's basically what they expect us to believe.
Bird bowling pin and shot them into the air and they fell down again?
That's what we're expected to believe. A tractor trailer was responsible for killing 300 birds.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't believe it.
I don't either. Now, the 200 cows, officials claim that the deaths can be attributed to a type of pneumonia. The cows were not believed to be properly vaccinated. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Well, what cow farmer is going to invest in 200 cows and not make sure that they stay alive? Do we know what kind of cows these were? Dairy, cattle, or beef, whatever?
I did not find that out. I would guess in Wisconsin, the cheese capital of the U.S., that they were probably dairy cows, but I'm not sure.
Brian, you just sound so calm in all this. I don't understand. How long have you been wearing your tinfoil hat? I do feel more comfortable and confident now that you've, enlightened me and equipped
me. I've worn
me.
It since I found out about these events.
Right.
And actually, since New Year's Eve. I made it on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
And it's weird that the resurgence of our show and these events are occurring at the same time. And I'm glad that we're able to find an outlet for this grief.
Right, right. You know who we need to talk to about this?
I think, Wisconsin, where the cows are from, is very close to Iowa. Actually, it's right next door. And I'm sure Iowa's own Cleistradamus, the one and only prophet in Iowa, has some more light about this.
Brian, as we continue to delve into these mysteries and strange phenomena, you had mentioned earlier that you felt that there may have been a higher presence, a higher cause that isn't of this terrestrial plane.
Yeah, aliens could be culprit. That is definitely an option that I'm thinking about, and obviously the tinfoil hat will keep them from realizing I'm thinking about that.
Right. I got to thank you. I definitely feel like these helmets are clearing my mind in ways that I could never have imagined.
Yeah, it's an absolute safety,
yeah,
really.
Right, right. So, I got to be honest. It's such a stretch of my mind to believe that there are truly alternative life forms out there in the galaxy flying around killing our cows in Wisconsin. How is that even possible? What are they doing here, and what's going on?
Well, no one really knows, Norm. No one knows why they kill fish or cows, but maybe they're just doing testing.
Were there any crop circles?
No crop circles.
So how can we really be sure? Because everybody knows that aliens leave crop circles behind.
I said it was possible, not that it was probable.
I don't know. I don't know that I'm totally sold on this. I know Superman is an alien. He has a spaceship. For some reason, I don't believe that the Kents are going to be at the center of this one.
Very well.
Here's an idea, and I'm hesitant to bring it up, but it could be at the center of this, the Strom Hulsman podcast. Could be cause or cure for this strange phenomena.
You may be right. We resurged right about the same time as these events.
2010 comes to a close. Birds start falling from the sky. Not long after, we reopened the studio.
We sure did.
We recorded our first session, actually, in December. The is there room on this, in this dimension for Strom Hulsman podcast and the rest of the world?
Well, just look what we did to our old studio.
It imploded.
It did. The ceiling came down on our heads.
Hmm.
This is another theory. We need to
Is Strom Hulsman 3.0 awakening into a new form of evolution? Have we evolved as a podcast and as a just humanoid?
I would say without a doubt.
Or the other side of the coin is we are here to save mankind. These events have been crashing towards one another for centuries, as some have predicted, and we are here in this place at this time to be that ray of hope in the world's darkest hour.
I'd like to think so.
Strom Hulsman podcast coming to you straight out of Pittsburgh. That's right. Gins, guys.